This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda. Whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch, find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Can't get enough of the Fan in the Morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
All right, here we go. Podcast time on this lovely Thursday as we've debated a lot of sports today. What's up, Al?
There was a lot of sports debate, Jerry. I did have something I originally, this is really one of the first times I've done this, where I had something on the show sheet and then I removed it.
Really?
For this podcast.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
I didn't want it because there was so much on the show sheet today.
Yes.
Because we had, of course, Aaron Rodgers going on with Pat McAfee. We had the Edwin Diaz injury. Then there was a bunch of NFL notes,
yes.
A couple other baseball notes. And then I had this last thing. I was like, I really want to discuss this with Jerry.
Okay.
And I don't want it on the show sheet, so I deleted it.
All right. I like it. I wonder if this is going to be one of the things I had on my sheet.
Ooh.
I have five topics we didn't get to today.
Is that right?
Correct.
My topic involves Dan Orlovsky.
I do have this, yes.
Was it on your sheet?
It sure is. No, I didn't put it on here.
I had
Matt Ryan. Oh, yeah, no, I did have it.
Okay.
I had Matt Ryan released by the Colts, Sal loves him, and then Dan Orlovsky towels.
Yes, Dan Orlovsky. I guess for whatever reason, it was unclear to me how this even came up or why he offered this information.
Yeah.
That he washes his shower towels, the towels he dries himself in after showering, after 30 or so uses.
Yeah, that's a lot.
That's worse than me.
That's brutal, actually.
Yeah.
Now, I go two ways with this topic.
Yes.
Because my wife is a lunatic. One use, washing machine. And
right.
To me, that's nuts.
That does seem nuts.
30, though, seems like too much. But then I think this way. And you already know how it is in my house. It's one, gone.
One and done with your towels.
But I do think this. You're getting in the shower and doing what?
Cleaning yourself.
You get out of the shower, you are what?
Clean.
So the towel dries. What's wrong with it?
It's clean.
So part of me is like, 30 sounds like a stupid number. And then I'm like, why is it so bad? I'm torn on this one.
Yeah, so I probably go 2 weeks.
Okay.
Now, my friend John told me this years ago and I started doing it. After I dry myself off with my towels, I put them in the dryer.
Okay.
For like 20
as
minutes.
As opposed to hang dry.
Instead, yeah. So, and I have one towel that I use for my waist and below, and another towel I use waist up.
So you got a butt towel.
I've got a towel that I wear and I dry my balls and butt. So I don't accidentally.
10 a.m. tomorrow.
I don't accidentally put that towel that
on your face.
Yeah. That I don't put it on my head. I don't dry my face with it. And I have a system with my towels. So I have a lot of towels that are the same color.
You have a system? You're kidding me.
If the tag on the towel is cut, that is a ball towel.
Got it.
If the tag on the towel is not cut and fully intact, that's above the waist towel.
Smart, because now you'll never mistake the two towels.
Correct.
So I actually think that's a very good idea.
Yeah. So then right after I shower every night, I put the towels in the dryer, dry them. The next night when I go to take my shower, I take the towels out.
Sounds
and then
fair.
When I go, this is probably due for a washing.
Seasonally?
Then I do that. No, I would say about every,
every 2 weeks.
I think of it.
How many, as a single man who only has a dog, I know Gina stays over from time to time, but not during the week. How many towels do you own?
I have more towels than I need.
You do?
Yeah.
It's not like four where you have two every 2 weeks.
No, I should do that, though. But I don't know why I have so many towels, and I'm somebody who likes to think of himself as a minimalist type.
I do think it's good if you do have, like, when she comes over, she should have her own set of
towels. Oh,
yes,
for sure.
That are not in the rotation.
Yeah.
So I would think at minimum you need six.
Yeah, and then I also had older towels that I've saved once because I have a dog, so I'm like, oh, maybe sometimes
smart.
I like to towel the dog
off.
Yeah,
for sure.
But I do
have shoes.
I definitely have more towels than than I need.
Okay.
And I have like more. I don't even use a face cloth. Are you a face cloth guy in the shower or a loofah sponge?
Nope.
Just your hands, right?
Yep.
Me too.
Always hands.
Soap up my hands. Mm-hmm. Soap myself up. Soap my bowls, and then
wash
off. You
tell us about that, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I've never. We do have that. My wife uses the sponge thing. But no, I don't.
You don't need that?
No.
Me neither.
Not at all.
The other thing I always think with face cloths, especially in a hotel, is I always think someone jacked into it.
Okay. All right. They have been cleaned.
I know,
even if that's
but I don't
case,
know what the cleaning process is.
You can tell. Like when you get into a... So it's funny you say that because when I went to Minnesota 2 weeks ago with Rutgers, I went on my own and met them there. I only had an hour. I had the whole timing of the trip wrong, and I forgot about the time change. And so I wound up with only maybe 55 minutes to an hour where they still gave me a room. The team still gave me a room for an hour, which is tremendous of them. Yeah, because they thought I'd be there for 2 hours. They thought I could get a nap in, which is very nice of them.
So you get to the hotel, you're only going to be in that room for 55 minutes total?
Correct. Yeah.
Wow.
And I said to them, you know, my timing's wrong if you want to get back there. And they said, no, you know, if you take a 20-minute nap, you have to take a shower.
That's nice.
Like, thank you. Very much appreciated. So, but point is, I never got in the bed. I kind of laid on the bed, and I did use a pillow, but I put the pillow back, and I remember thinking, wait, she's going to come in here, or he, whoever cleans the rooms.
Right.
Are they going to replace all the linens?
Interesting.
And I'm going to say, no.
Really?
I think they're going to open the door and say, ha-ha, I don't have to do this room.
Yeah, this guy didn't stay in here.
Yeah. Now, I did use a towel, obviously, when I got out of the shower, so I'm sure they replaced that. There's no way they replaced anything else.
I bet you're right.
I just don't see it.
Right.
But I do think you can tell if the towels are fresh or not, as opposed to jizzed in, as you point out.
Right.
I would think.
Yes.
So.
Yeah. Yeah. That. Yeah. So, I have all these face cloths at home, and Gina's the only one who uses those.
Does she have the same concern when she's at your house?
I don't think she does. But, yeah. And then I have, like, so many hand towels, too, that I would have in my bathroom.
Wow. Yeah, a lot going on.
You know, I when I get new towels, I don't throw out the old ones unless they're really raggedy and they're
I think a lot of people do. That's how you end up with so much stuff.
So what do you do if your wife is washing bath towels after every use? What about hand towels that are in the bathrooms?
You'd have to ask her. I don't know. I don't use the hand towels. I don't know.
My guess is she grabs them when she's going to throw the other. Because the hand towels are like a bonus. You throw those in.
Yeah, and they're little.
And they're little, right.
But like even when I wash my hands before bed
and
brush my teeth, I use the towel that's on the shower door.
Oh, okay.
I figure it's nothing.
Make sure you don't use the ball towel, though.
We don't have a ball towel. It's one towel, my man. One towel, one shower.
Yeah.
And that's it. And then it's gone. I'm telling you, she does too much laundry. Now, I know she's not beating the towels over a rock by the brook. And cleaning, I understand it's not like, but there's laundry being done in my house every day.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Day. And she'll sometimes, not often, sometimes she'll complain about it, and I will say, stop doing it then. How about every other day? You don't need to wash the towel after every shower.
Right.
Nah, I got to be clean. I'm like, okay, I got you.
I think about that sometimes. I think because you and I have discussed this before about the laundry system going on in your house. There's four people in that house.
Yep.
I'm one person, right? And I'm only washing my jeans like once a month. I'm washing. So there's sometimes like 4 days go by and I'm like, I probably should do some laundry. And just thinking like how certain machines in certain people's houses, you have like a couple young children or baby.
Sports.
Sports. Yeah. I mean, you are pumping out laundry.
Yeah, she's doing laundry every day. And then when baseball starts now next week, you might get a couple of loads of laundry a day because now all the sports stuff has to be cleaned, not every day, but every other day. So there are days when that washing machine is going like round the clock.
You ever do the laundry?
I used to. I don't mind doing it. We bought a new machine. I've never...
You haven't used it yet?
No, I haven't.
She's she's got a system going.
I used it one time when she was away with her mom.
Yeah.
Other than that, no, I haven't. No.
There's some settings on the washing machine that I...
That are probably pretty cool. We have no idea what the hell they
right.
do. I agree.
Because there's somebody's like, do, and I always click the one that just says mixed loads.
With who?
That's the laundry.
I go right to cold. That's it.
Really?
Yeah, that's it.
I'll go mixed loads or towels is its own setting.
Okay.
And then when my dog urinates on my rugs, that goes bulky.
Oh, okay.
But other than that, the one time.
I'm surprised you use the washing machine after you put a urine stain.
Correct.
Towel in there.
You're right. It doesn't make sense to me.
It doesn't make sense.
It does not make sense to me.
Every once you once a month, there's a here's a free washing machine outside your condo.
There are times though when I do it, like if my dog does diarrhea on the rug and I have to throw it in there, I will then follow that up with they have these like things that look like a big Alka-Seltzer.
Okay.
That clean your washing machine. You put it in there and run a cycle. So I'll do that.
You won't throw that out?
What's that?
A diarrhea stained towel?
No, a towel, yes, not a rug.
Okay.
If she does
I
the
gotcha,
rug.
I gotcha. I gotcha.
And it's a washable rug.
Got it.
I'll clean it off first by hand and many towels, paper towels, and then I'll throw that in there.
Is there anything worse than diarrhea?
No.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud. Or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda. Whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
I'm trying to think, like, is throw up worse than diarrhea to clean?
I don't think so.
You think diarrhea is the worst?
I think throw up is disgusting for sure. I can handle that a lot better than the other stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, diarrhea is disgusting.
The just where it came from.
The color.
No good.
Yeah.
No good. That was the one thing I couldn't... The one thing I couldn't get through my head with Sal today is him not understanding that Aaron Rodgers doesn't understand why he gets attention.
Yeah, that is weird.
Like, dude.
Why are people keep questioning... Like, yeah, why do people keep talking about me? Well, you keep telling us really crazy things
right.
you do.
Right. I guess that it's not crazy to you.
Why do people want to know about me going into the darkness? I don't know, because none of us do that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, of course, that's going to be a popular story. That was way. I thought that was interesting. The baseball stuff, I totally I knew what I was getting myself into this morning. That one took me a little bit.
Yeah.
That was odd.
Oh, this was the thing I want to talk to you about with washing. There's a setting on the washing machine that said, no, it wasn't even the washing machine. This was in the dryer has this setting. It said like unwrinkle or something like that.
Really?
Yeah. I was like, okay.
So no ironing needed?
Yeah, you know what it did? Although this is impossible for the dryer to do it. One of the things, it was either the washer or dryer.
Right.
I put it in there because it said like steam or unwrinkle or something.
Okay.
And I had a wrinkly shirt. And I put it in there. The thing came out soaking wet.
So it steamed it.
But didn't
dry it.
Right.
That doesn't make sense.
That must have been in the washing machine.
I certainly hope so.
Yeah, there's no way this.
Not that dryer's. Have water get in your dryer.
Correct, you're right.
Yeah, maybe it was the washing machine.
Yeah. It said like steam unwrinkle. And I was like, I'll check this out. This is wrinkly.
And then maybe you can hang dry it from
maybe.
There, maybe? That's interesting.
Or then put it in the dryer in order for it to.
All I know is there are too many settings on these things. I remember when, so we have a Samsung washing machine and a Samsung dryer. Really nice. And about 6 or 7 months ago, we only had it for a year. I don't get warranties on these things.
Right. Dave Ramsey says, no, do not get warranties.
And I don't. I never get warranties on anything. So we had this, the washing machine in particular, we had for a little more than a year, maybe a year and a half, and it died. What the hell? Come on. So we had a repair guy come over. He goes, yeah. He goes, unfortunately, yours fell in a very small percentage where there's, he goes, it's going to cost more for me to repair it than just go buy a new one. I'm like, oh, awesome. So I remember walking in telling Kim, we are just buying a basic washing machine. because these things with all these, you know, bells and whistles suck. I want a whitewashing machine where you turn it on and it washes the clothes. That's it.
Right.
And of course, we go in there and that basic washing machine is like $450. And of course, the same Samsung one, but a newer model that matches and whatever, was on sale for like $595, $200 off or whatever the hell it was. I forget. So I'm like, oh, fine, we'll get the Samsung again. I said, but if this one craps out, no more. And the woman's going over all these things it does. And I stopped her. I'm like, does it wash clothes? I'm like, I'll take it. I'm like, I'm good. You don't have to sell me on it. I'll take it. And then, you know, even Kim's like, well, but it does this. I'm like, are you going to use the settings? Probably not. Right. Just let's go. We're good. You know, it's enough.
Even when I look, when you're doing the dial and you go mixed loads.
Well, you love saying that.
And you look to see what it says, right? So it says like it's going to be warm water for 50 minutes.
Right.
And then I click over towels. Same thing, except like 55 minutes. I'm like, really? The extra 5 minutes? You couldn't just, this couldn't be one setting? That's what I mean. Like,
I guess the more options, it makes it look better.
There's no difference between washing something for 50 minutes and 55 minutes.
And why do you think we got to a point where just drying it for 60 minutes on tumble wasn't enough?
Yeah, right, even that. And then the dryers, I don't know if yours does this, it senses if it's dry or not.
Oh, that's interesting. And I don't know if ours does or not. I don't know.
Again, there's a mixed loads setting, and I click it on that, right? And it says 38 minutes. And I know it's not going to be dry in 38 minutes. I come back 38 minutes later.
And it's not dry.
Not dry. Then I put, because what happens is it starts drying it 38 minutes. Then if you're in the room, you see it might jump to 20 minutes only because it's sensing it's dried even though it's not dry.
That's interesting. What the hell is it sensing then?
I don't know. I'm sure it's broken. I got to get a new sensor for it.
Maybe. Maybe.
You ever wonder how they get something in a, like when I look at my that washer and dryer.
Yeah.
And then I look at the skinny stairs in my place. I'm like, how did they get this up here?
Yeah, no kidding. I know. Well, I guess they're made with those specifications, knowing what maybe not every home, but the majority. I guess because I would imagine a staircase has to be up to code width-wise.
Right.
So they must go, and sometimes they go right to the limit, but they do and are able to do it. Even when you try and get stuff in the basement.
Yeah.
Like going down in a basement's art. So like I put together the Nordic track bike we have, which is great. I love it. Not that I use it much, but when I do like it. And I put it together. I brought the box down.
Perfect.
And I put it together downstairs. Now I'm thinking, how the hell do I get this upstairs if I want to get rid of it?
Right, you're going to have to take it apart.
Yes. What a pain in the ass. Even like the, what do you call it? The entertainment center, the TV's on the basement. I put it together downstairs.
Yeah.
I actually want to get rid of it now. That means I got to take it together, take it apart piece by piece.
Right.
Ugh.
Or smash it to pieces.
I still have a dead water tank down there that I haven't brought up.
Like a hot water heater?
Yeah. It probably has terrible water still at the bottom of it.
I can't imagine like dragging a hot water heater upstairs.
That's the problem. I had a friend of mine put a brand new one in. So it wasn't like when you have the company do it and they come and they take the old one. It's still sitting there.
Like I picture you trying to drag that up and there's just water sliding out of it.
Probably. Right? Yeah, probably. The only good news for me is if I do finally do that, the door to the garage is right there. So it'll be minimal damage. But yeah, it's going to be a pain in the ass. Everything's a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Yes.
You know, I need a sled. A snow sled. Get it to the sled and then pull it up the stairs. It'll be on the sled.
Oh,
the
sled
will catch the water.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Not a bad idea.
That's not a bad idea.
I might have thrown the sled out.
You got to think these things through, Jerry.
Yeah, no, 100%. Very true.
Hmm. Yeah, as far as my plumbing goes, like I wanted to put a new sink drain in the bathroom. I think I'm going to get it today on my ride home.
And then do it tomorrow.
Do it tomorrow, because otherwise I'll be annoyed, like I'll ruin my day.
No, I gotcha. I was looking, what I was trying to do is have you guys compare notes.
Yeah.
And then when you said I didn't do it yet, I'm like,
oh yeah.
I thought you were doing it yesterday.
I didn't do it yet.
So that's all right. So you do it Friday. Just don't ruin your weekend.
I did do the thing successfully that Sal said he attempted to do first and did do successfully, which is replace all of the innards of the toilet tank. And that is impressive. You do feel good when you do something like that.
You finish any job in the house, you feel great. Well, I put those floors down five times.
Yeah.
I felt great every time.
Michael,
today I'm putting the batting cage up. I'm going to feel very good when the batting cage goes up today in the backyard.
The one you had owned previously, you say?
Oh, no, that one, that blow-up one? No, that one I sold 2 years ago.
So what's this one, an actual
We have a batting cage. Yeah, it's one, it's got 8 poles. You got to put the poles in, and then it's a 50-foot.
Done this already?
Oh, yeah.
It's been in the basement?
No, it's in the shed.
Oh, in the shed.
Yeah, so I take it down because of snow.
So this is going up permanently now. This is like...
It goes up until probably November.
So this is... The official start of spring training at the Recco House.
100%. Practice has started already.
You got a pitching machine in that thing, or are you just throwing it? You do.
I both. I have a pitching machine, and I throw.
How many balls can you load up in that thing?
It's not, so I don't have the tray. I have to feed them.
Feed it.
So I never bought the tray where you can put them in and then have the time release. And then, nah.
Oh, that's cool, though.
Yeah. No, it is. It's great. Those curveballs, fastballs, it's neat. It's a pretty good setup. But today is the day and I will feel very accomplished because the rain has killed me. And the way our backyard is, it slopes down towards the back. So not necessarily where the cage ends, but close to it, that's kind of where some of the water collects. I need it to be dry because I got to get a ladder and it's just a pain in the ass.
How fast can you switch pitches as you're about to to fool your son?
Oh, no. I have to change the setting. He knows. Okay.
It's not like you could pretend to be touching buttons every time. And
no, that would be cool. Not that. That I don't have. This, you have to stop it and then change the setting and then work on curveballs. And it does throw them well. It is funny, though, trying to set it up the first few times I hit them. Started a little too in.
Right. Move over.
It throws sliders, too.
Wow.
Which is neat.
Yeah. That is cool.
It is. It's a jugs machine.
What's the fastest you could set it to?
I think 75. But 75 at 50 feet, he's hitting at 60 now. So 75 at 50 is coming faster. And also, it's not real baseballs. They are pitching
those
machine baseballs.
Balls.
Yeah.
And Jugs makes that as well as the football one?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think Jugs is more, I think it was first a baseball machine.
Yeah.
Before it was a football machine. Could be wrong about that. But if you go to the Jugs website, it's littered with baseball stuff.
Could you practice as a catcher using the Jugs machine?
Yeah.
Right? You have it through.
Yeah, you could.
How to catch sliders and curveballs.
Yeah, oh, for sure. Yeah. You could also have it aimed at the ground where you can practice blocking if you wanted. Sure.
What a machine. Could you put footballs in it and have it throw footballs?
Different machine? It is only for baseball and softball.
Okay.
So, no.
Fair enough, Jerry.
Right on.
All right, let's do the warm-up program.
All right.
I did that with CeeLo.
Yes, it was good. I heard it.
I was all fired up, as I usually am by 5 a.m. I come in, I'm all fired up. And then tomorrow, we'll be back here Friday. Jerry and Sal again, me and CeeLo again on the warm-up show. Until then.